Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Mackie Cleo.
I'm Min Dong. 77 days till March Madness tips off.
And back for another in-person episode. It's been a while, man. It has been a while. How are we doing today? Always good. Have to do a handshake when we get in person, but we're back. And first in-person episode in a long time, it seems. Did we do one over Thanksgiving in person?
No.
So it's been probably since summer since we've done one in person, but hey. We're back and back for another episode. And today, just going to be doing as we usually do, cover some of the games from the past couple of days. Once again, happy holidays, everybody. It's almost New Year's, man. Almost flipping the page once again, 2023. And this will be our fourth year, 2023 is, that we've been doing this podcast, which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it seems like we've been doing it since yesterday. Good to see you once again for another in-person. I think our last one was in July after a round of golf where we both played like awful, but yeah, we're back. No golf obviously in the winter time, but yeah, wild couple of days as always in the college basketball world. And yeah, can't wait.
All right, so let's get to it. We'll cover some of the notable games from the past couple of days first. Last episode I believe was on Monday, and there were no games on Monday, so let's get to Tuesday's one ranked game, and it was number 6 Texas. They took on Texas A&M Commerce. What did you expect? Blowout. Marcus Carr, 41 points, which did you know that?
No.
I did not know that either. He had 41 points in the win, and that was the only big notable game from Tuesday. We'll look to Wednesday now. Wednesday had a very good slate. I was very impressed with the slate. First up, we'll start with number 2, UConn. They do remain undefeated. A relatively close game in the first half, at least. They won this game 74-66. Jalen Hawkins continues to shine for UConn. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, UConn, obviously, the better team. Villanova 7-6 now, which is very bizarre for a Villanova team. But yeah, UConn continues to look really impressive and obviously a March Madness favorite as of right now.
Definitely. And we can look at number 3, Houston now. They opened up American play with a big win, 39 points to be exact, on the road at Tulsa. Yeah, just a well-rounded game for Houston. What were your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, another team that Houston is capable of bullying. Obviously, I think they should bully most of these teams in the American Conference. A 39-point win, obviously, they're another March Madness favorite since the beginning of the year, but they've definitely proved it as all the way until now.
Indeed. And the best conference in NCAA, in my personal opinion still, it's the SEC. Tennessee, number 7, the Vols, highest. They've been in a while, it seems. They went to Ole Miss, and very close game. Not easy at all for them. They were losing by 6 at halftime, ended up squeaking out a win, 63-59. What are your thoughts on this game? I know you're watching this one.
Yeah, of course I was watching this one. I'm a big Tennessee guy, and obviously Ole Miss, they play everyone tough, and I didn't expect it to be an easy game, but Tennessee got the win. They're still a Final Four caliber team in my book, had them preseason Final Four. I'm going to stand by that as of right now.
All right. And we look at another SEC game. This one was one of the better games of the day, mm-hmm. I'd say. Number 8, Alabama. They went into Starkville, Mississippi, and beat Mississippi State 78-67. Ranked game for both these two teams. And, yeah, just a great way to start out SEC play for both these two teams. I know Mississippi State lost, but they looked pretty good, at least for the first 20 minutes, and then got a little bit away from them. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Mississippi State, obviously, they're a defensive-minded team. So if they allow 78 points, I don't think they're going to win. Obviously, 67 points for them, not too bad. But it showed that they struggled scoring the ball the other day. And Brandon Miller, 19 points, 11 rebounds for double-double. I think he's the best freshman in the nation.
I could see that as well. And there's a lot of good guys you can go with. Obviously, Kyle Filipkowski's up there for me personally as well. But, yeah, Brandon Miller coming on the scene. He's done a phenomenal job thus far. And he's really young, which mm-hmm. is kind of scary for the rest of the SEC, at least, when he gets going. Speaking of SEC, big upset here. And welcome to the party, LSU, a team that is 12-1. Has not got looked at all. We talked about this last episode. They got no votes in the AP poll. Why? They just beat number 9 Arkansas at home, 60-57. Great win. And Trey Hannibal had a very good game for them. And this is a statement win to start off McMahon's coaching career. Right, McMahon? What's his first name? Matt McMahon?
Matt McMahon.
Yeah. Matt McMahon's first SEC conference play game. And they end up winning this one against the Must Bus. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously an easy long conference schedule for LSU. Only one top 50 win against Kansas State in that non-conference schedule. in Arkansas. They're a pretty good team without Nick Smith Jr. We don't know how long he's going to be out for, but if he's out an extended period of time, obviously you saw against this with this game they're going to be in deep trouble. LSU, good win for them. I do not think they're a good program. I mean, they are, but I think they're kind of fraudulent this year. I think 12-1 record, I think it shows. I think it is a pretty easy 12-1 to say the least, but a win over Arkansas, and they've earned a little bit more respect from me, probably from you too.
They definitely have, and if they can keep it going, then they'll get more respect. But obviously, time will tell with that one. Next game up, I'm still just shocked and speechless why number 10 Gonzaga played Eastern Oregon, not a D1 school, and it was the biggest margin of victory for Gonzaga. It's 120-42. Thoughts?
No thoughts.
None. Next up, number 12 Baylor hosted Nicholls. Another game that was a blowout. 85-56. Captain Droids looked good, but another game that didn't really want to watch because why are they playing Nicholls this late into the season?
I mean, it's a pretty good game, I'd say. Nicholls probably the front runner in the South End, I'd say. One of them. But yeah, obviously an easy game for Baylor. Prepping for a Big 12 play, obviously.
Agreed. Number 13, Virginia hosted Albany. Another game that was kind of in the favor of the home team, and Virginia took this one convincingly, 66-46. Thoughts on this game?
Yeah, obviously Virginia basketball, 46 points is still impressive to me how Virginia allows that little points. But Kihei Clark, obviously, I saw him on TikTok, and he was just pressuring full court, 94 feet, and he got a couple steals. And, man, he's a good defender, man. I didn't think he was that good of a defender, but he's pretty good.
That's what they do, and that defense is elite. 46 points against any D1 team is very impressive. I don't care who it is. That's impressive stuff. Next up, your team, number 18, TCU, or one of your teams, I should say. Big win, 103-57. Emmanuel Miller, breakout game, 20-10 in the win. What are your thoughts on TCU yesterday?
I still do not think they're the 18th-ranked team in the nation. I think they're a top-10 team in the nation, obviously. That one loss is a pretty bad loss, though, so I can understand why voters say they're number 18. But obviously, they're healthy again. I can't emphasize that enough. Every time I talk about TCU, I'm going to say they're healthy. Same with Creighton, because those two teams, probably two teams I'm going to rock with this year.
And Tennessee,
obviously.
Yeah, I liked what TCU did. Obviously, I didn't watch this game personally, but, I mean, scoring 103 is good stuff, so we'll move on. And this was one of the games of the day. And on paper, it didn't look like a good game. But, man, oh, man, this was a good game. And it was number 8, 19, Kentucky. They traveled to Mizzou to take on the Missouri Tigers. And I was very surprised with the result, I'll say the least. I knew it would be a close game. Missouri basketball is back, though. 89-75, Missouri wins this game at home. Kobe Brown, breakout game, 30 points, 6 rebounds. And I believe Shaq got notice of him as well, which I saw. But Oscar Tshiebwe almost had a 20-20 game. He did all he could. But Kentucky, what are your thoughts on them? And what are your thoughts on Missouri basketball? Are they back legit?
Yeah, I think they're going to see a number next to their name next week. I really do. They're a very good team, to be honest. Obviously, they did lots of work in the transfer, a very veteran-heavy team, actually. One of the oldest in the SEC. And Kentucky, man, they're still young. I think they'll figure it out down the line. But I'm not optimistic for them at the moment.
Definitely agree. And Missouri, they have Arkansas up next for them. What team is that? That's after Monday. So actually, that might be on Monday. Let me do the math. Nope, after Monday. So Missouri will probably be ranked, and they'll probably have a ranked game against Arkansas come January 4th. I don't know the date on that specifically. I think it's in the middle of the week. Regardless, number 20, Auburn. Tough game against Florida, but they ended up getting the win. Johnny Broome, your boy. Good game for him. And Auburn, I think both these teams are kind of fraudulent in my eyes. Just kind of a back-and-forth game. No one really had a superstar game, which is fine. But what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I agree with you. Both the teams not really too high on this year. But Auburn, obviously, the home team got the win here. Only winning by 3 against Florida, who Florida, I think, is not so good year one. And obviously, Auburn kind of have to see how they do against the higher-ups of the SEC.
Definitely agree. And the final game number 22, Xavier, went into Queens. It was a close game. St. John's, obviously, always finds a way to keep this game close, and they did. And they did their part. But Jack Nunji, man, He's one of my boys, obviously from the Iowa days, and he's been doing phenomenal at Xavier. I'm very happy with him, and 23-12, and Xavier's win now 3-0 in Big East play, atop with UConn. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Xavier's a legit team this year. I think they can make some noise as a dark horse team in March Madness. Obviously, Sean Miller finally back for his second stint. Really excited about this team. And St. John's, I still think they should play in desperation mode, and especially Mike Anderson.
Definitely agree. His seat's getting a little bit hot. I mean, St. John's is on paper 11-3. That's not bad, but 1-2 in Big East play. If they stay below 500 for the season, I think his seat's getting hot. And final game from, what was this, yesterday's slate or two days ago's slate? It was a great game. And the Pit does its magic again. It was number 22 New Mexico, newly ranked for the first time in 2013, 2014, I think. 88-69, they beat Colorado State. What are your thoughts on the Pit? And New Mexico seems to be legit.
Yeah, the Pit is so back. They're already dancing 2 minutes into the game. Bench, all five stars on the floor. They're already dancing on the bench. I think they got off to, what, an 18-and-something run?
Yeah,
but, man, New Mexico is a good team this year. Probably the best major team so far.
Yeah, they're looking really good. I'd be scared if I was playing them in March Madness because at the moment they're going to get there unless they slid off a cliff. Where's my wood? Knock on wood. But yeah, only one top 25 game from Thursday. A couple other notable games on this Thursday slate as well, but it was a blowout for this one. Another why we playing this game December 29th thought, but it was number one Purdue, 82, Florida A&M, 49. Zach Edey, 14-10, didn't play much, but did you see that dunk he had?
Yeah, I did.
Very good dunk, and the National Player of the Year continues his campaign strong. What were your thoughts?
No thoughts at all. All
righty. And a couple other games. We're looking down the slate to see what we like. Oh, yeah, Michigan. For those of you that are on TikTok, you might have saw our TikTok I posted earlier. It was talking about a bunch of upsets. And Michigan was one that we saw. And even Iowa was one we saw as well. I know we'll talk about both of these games right now. One game was Big Ten conference play. One game was non-conference play. And Nebraska destroyed Iowa. It was 66-50. Nebraska won. I think Nebraska's back this year. I mean, not to the top, but they're gonna compete a lot more than they did last year. What are they, 8-6 now? That was their first Big Ten win. And Iowa seems to be falling off a cliff as they have now lost to Eastern Illinois and Nebraska back-to-back games. What are your thoughts on Iowa? What are your thoughts on Nebraska? And then we'll talk about Michigan after and the Big Ten in general.
Yeah, no, Nebraska's definitely – they found something in them. And, they're definitely going to compete in the Big Ten, a couple more wins in the Big Ten. I think they'll be in the bubble for sure. But right now, I'll keep them off the tournament. And Iowa, man, I had really high expectations, probably higher than most people had for Iowa. I think Iowa's a team that always has a high floor and a very high ceiling. But the floor is kind of falling off a bit. For this team, obviously that loss to Eastern Illinois probably haunted them a little bit mentally. But, both these teams, I'm not expecting to make the tournament still.
Yeah, me either. And another team that is in the Big Ten is Michigan. Another team that's kind of falling off a cliff as well. Yeah. I mean, they lost to Central Michigan at home. They were at home. Central Michigan is 5-8 in the year. That was their first road win this season. What happened? Well, I just don't understand. I don't know how they managed to lose this game. Michigan's now 7-5 in the year. Right now, they're not making the March Madness tournament. And I believe they're ranked preseason, weren't they?
Yeah.
That just shows why we don't put Michigan in the polls. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I want to see the box score for this. I mean, they locked up Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
He went 3-for-9 and – I have no comments, man. I mean,
more than half his points were on free throws. Man, that just shows. Very impressed with that defense. I'm
35% from the field,
and then the leading scorer from Central Michigan came off the bench.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Could it be lucky? Maybe, but hey, a win's a win. So I'll take that if I'm Central Michigan. So shout out to them. And then we have a couple games going on at the moment, and a couple that have already concluded. We'll talk about some of the games that have concluded already. This first one is a very big surprise. Well, I wouldn't say it's a big surprise at this point because this is their fifth loss of the season. And who is it? Oh, it's number one, preseason, UNC. Why are they ranked this week? I don't know. They're not going to be ranked anymore. I don't think they deserve to be ranked coming into Monday anyways. But, they lost on the road against Pitt. Pitt is now 3-0 in ACC play. You called them out last week. You thought they were fraudulent. That's a pretty good win. Well, I mean, I still think it's a good win for Pitt. 76-74. UNC was up 6 at halftime. And, yeah, Jeremiah Burton had a phenomenal game, 31-6. What are your thoughts on UNC and this good win for Pitt?
Yeah, Pitt kind of on my radar a little bit now. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
Ever since that destruction against Northwestern, they've kind of been in there now. I think they could be a tournament team, honestly. I mean, they have a lot of good pieces, but obviously we didn't know how those pieces were going to mold as a team. And right now, they're a pretty good team. Jamarius Burton, like you mentioned, 31 points. And for UNC, they should have not been ranked. Like I said, Charleston deserved better. And I think Charleston will finally see a number besides its name. The only couple teams I could see leapfrogging them would be Missouri or LSU, honestly.
Definitely agree. And, we'll see what happens because I'm very intrigued to see what happens with that. And then two other games I want to mention for today that have already concluded. Miami, number 14. Relatively good game in the first half, at least, against Notre Dame on the road. But Notre Dame is now 0-3 in ACC play. Miami, 4-0. Had to rep the Miami today. I know that's a conference rival, but shout out to them. They're looking really good. Now 13-1 the year, 4-0. A team that was not ranked preseason, which we were kind of skeptical about because they lost, sure, they lost Charlie Moore and McGusty, but Wong's back, and they brought in Norchad Armir and Nigel Pack. I still think that's a top 25 team. Coach Larrañaga has done a really good job. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, man. I had Miami ranked preseason top 25 in mine, at least. So, honestly, it was a shock to me that they weren't ranked in the preseason top 25. Notre Dame, I thought, was going to be a tournament team as they're one of the oldest teams, and they're running it back with this basically the same exact team as last year where they made the Sweet 16, I believe.
Except Wesley, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised with the result, but I'm surprised with Notre Dame's season at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. 8-6 in the year, 0-3 in conference play, and I believe they've lost to some not good Florida. They lost to Florida State,
St. Bonnie's,
Georgia, Syracuse. Those are some bad, not bad losses, but I mean, they're quad one losses, but
not St. Bonnie's.
Not St. Bonnie's, but man, I don't know. Some of these games, they kept it close with Lipscomb. Radford, remember first game of the season, Radford game? Yeah, Notre Dame fans, I'd be a little concerned. Tough little stretch coming up soon, later down the end of the year, I should say. But, we'll see what happens with them. And then one other game that concluded today, the Clemson Tigers. Very good win, and this is a team you should be respecting now. They are 11-3 on the year, 3-0 in ACC play. Hunter Tyson, career high, 31 points. 15 rebounds. He had a phenomenal game. I did not watch this game. Unfortunately, I was at work. This game was a little bit early, but Hunter Tyson had a game. 9-for-13 from the field. Lights out game. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was some Christmas magic or holiday magic. But Clemson wins this game 78-64. That was my play of the day. I forgot to shout it out there. But that's what happens when you keep it secret. What are your thoughts?
Definitely keep it secret.
Yeah, I know.
But I think both these teams are two bubble teams at the moment. I think they gotta be the top teams in the ACC to be in the conversation for the tournament. But both solid teams and a good win for Clemson.
Definitely agree. And a couple other games today. We'll go down the slate for today and tomorrow and Sunday. Probably do an episode on Monday, I assume.
I was thinking New Year's.
Do one New Year's. That's fine with me. So we'll do one on Sunday. So we'll cover the rest of the games today and then some games tomorrow. And I think that'll wrap up today's episode. So what do you see? What are you looking at?
What am I looking at? Not really too much going on. We'll go with game tipping off in about half an hour. Western Michigan against number 15, Wisconsin. I know. This should be an easy one.
Upstairs. I wore it last episode. But yes, the Badgers should win this game. Looking pretty solid thus far. 9-2, 4-1 at home. Once conference play rolls around, I think this team will be ready. And I'm very excited to see how that goes because in the Big Ten, no team is safe. I'm going to go with Wisconsin winning this one. I think it should be convincingly. But after what we saw at Michigan yesterday, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I think Wisconsin will win this, though, as they are 20-point favorites. And Wisconsin, man, always a team with a very high floor. And I think their ceiling is a very high ceiling as well this year.
Definitely agree. And two other games for today's slate both come within the Pac-12. Unranked USC 10-3 in the year. They are 2-0 in Pac-12 play, though. They're taking on Washington, which could be a very sneaky good game. Both these teams kind of floating around in the bubble, I'd say. Both these teams have some bad losses in the year, but also some pretty good wins as well. What are your thoughts on this game? Who do you got?
You got USC here. Obviously, like you said, both these teams are just hanging around, hanging by a thread. But I think USC will separate itself and become a top-tier team in the Pac-12.
Yeah. What that top tier consists of right now, probably just
Arizona and UCLA.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But, yeah, I think USC is finding their rhythm again. Obviously lost the first game of the year. We thought that was going to be a concern. But they've turned things around. 10-3, they're looking all right. They can keep it going in Pac-12 play. They should be all right. I'm going to go with them as well, winning on the road.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of UCLA, they travel and take on Washington State. At 11 o'clock tonight, Washington State did not do too well in the Diamond Head Classic. Do you think that will translate today?
I think it will. I think UCLA will win this game. Washington State, a team that we thought for the past 2 years now was going to have a little bit of a run and maybe a dark horse run, hasn't looked like that thus far. The pieces just aren't falling in the right places. UCLA should win this game convincingly.
Yeah, and I totally forget who the coach is, but he should be on the hot seat. I think his name is Kyle Smith.
Let's look it up.
Gotta be Kyle Smith.
I don't even know.
Oh, it is Kyle Smith.
How'd you know that? I didn't even know that, but good for you. But yeah, I'm gonna go with UCLA as well. We'll see how that goes. But we'll look to Saturday now, New Year's Eve, and boy, oh boy. There are a lot of games and a lot of good games, if I do say so myself. Let's kick things off with some heat.
Okay.
12 o'clock, we got some heat in the Big East. And I didn't even realize this game was this early in the year, but it is. Number 2, UConn, going to Cincinnati, Ohio to take on number 22, Xavier. Both these teams 3-0 in Big East play. This is a very big game, really early in the year, at least for the Big East standards. Who do you got winning this game?
Yeah, I think the Cintas Center is going to be rocking tomorrow. I'm going to go with Xavier here. I think UConn will get their first loss.
Ooh, I don't know, man. This is going to be a really good game. And hopefully I'm awake for this game. I should be awake, I hope. Because I've been waking up at 6 for work. It's been tough. But I'm going to set my alarm for 11:59 just in case. But I'm going to go with I'm going to stick with UConn. It's hard to beat UConn, man. They've looked really good. They played a lot of ranked teams and quad one teams, and they've blown teams out. It's been ridiculous. I don't think they'll blow out Xavier by any means. I think it'll be a very close, chippy game, but I think UConn edges this one out.
Mm-hmm. Fairly easy game at the same time. Number 13, Virginia takes on Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Should be an easy one-sided
yes,
game.
Yes, it's on the road for Virginia, which is a little concerned, but I still think that they should take care of business here. I got Virginia by 20.
Yeah, me too.
Next game up, another 12 o'clock game. It is Texas Tech, a team who has been not really looked at. They're 10-2. I mean, they've had a bad loss, and just haven't really seen much of them. Were they ranked preseason? I think they were, yeah. I haven't really seen much buzz since they got dropped. But regardless, they are taking on number 18, TCU. Should be a very good game in Fort Worth. What do you got?
You know who I got here is TCU.
I think this Texas Tech defense could spark a little concern in TCU. I think it'll be a close game. I'm still going to go with TCU, though.
Mm-hmm. And whatever the under is for this game, I'd honestly take it because both these teams are pretty good at defense. And I'm projecting this game will go into one high 100s or low 110s, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be that low scoring.
Oh, I thought you meant for both teams. I think 110s is probably a good estimate, but we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, same time at noon on CBS, nationally televised game. We got Louisville and number 19 Kentucky. I know Kentucky's having a down season, but Louisville, man, that's different.
Yes, Battle of Kentucky. Not the best year for the Battle of Kentucky, to be honest. Louisville's 2-11. Kentucky's 8-4. I'm gonna go with Kentucky. Louisville not look good at all.
Yeah, Kentucky by about 30.
There's a lot of good games at 12 o'clock, and I guess all these guys want to see the ball drop on New Year's Eve. But St. John's going to Seton Hall to take on the Pirates. Big game for both sides. Seton Hall 0-3 in conference play. Are you surprised by that at all?
I am.
I would be too. 7-7 on the year. Not what we expected year one of Shaheen Holloway. St. John's, obviously 1-2 in Big East play. What do you got?
I really like St. John's a lot. Seton Hall, they have a very good roster build up, but injuries I've gotten the best of them this season, so I got to take St. John's here.
Yeah, I'm still going to take the home team. I think Seton Hall gets their first win in Big East play, but it's going to be a close game.
Mm-hmm. And the first mid-major game we got today, two of the top teams in the Colonial, Townsend hosts Charleston. Who you got on this one?
I love this game. I think this is going to be a good one. Surprise is not on any broadcast at all. Kind of disappointed for that, but we'll be on ESPN Plus hopefully. I'm going to go with Charleston. I think that's the team to ride. I know Townsend has been looking pretty solid. A couple losses the past couple weeks, but I still think that Charleston's going to win this one.
Yeah, I think Charleston's the better team. I think they should be a ranked team. I think they prove it.
I agree. We got 1 o'clock. We got Florida State going to Cameron Indoor to take on number 17 Duke. Florida State, 4-10 in the year, but they are 2-1 in ACC play. So maybe turning things around in the ACC, but do you think they could take down Duke?
I do not. I think they figured it out during ACC play, though. Matthew Cleveland, he's been balling, but Duke's a lot better team here.
Definitely agree. I'm going Duke. They've looked really good.
Uh-huh. And my school, we play at 1 o'clock as well. It's Bryant. They host Binghamton for their first ever America East game. What do you got?
History. I'm going with Bryant. Yeah, I think Bryant's good. And we'll see if they can hold this, but I don't know.
They will.
Okay. We'll go to 2 o'clock now. UCF, team who's looked pretty solid thus far this year. It seems like every year they have a crack at taking down Houston. This could be the year for them. It is in Houston, though. Number 3 Houston, I should say. Do you think they have a chance?
I do. I think they're in the bubble conversation. They definitely played their way into that bubble conversation in the non-conference schedule. But Houston's just another animal in the conference, man.
I agree. I'm going to go Houston. I'm going to go by 10. I think it's a little fair, I guess. But, yeah, I'll go Houston.
Mm-hmm. The team that we have not mentioned this episode is number 4 Kansas. They host Oklahoma State. Who you got on that one?
Yeah, Kansas hasn't played in a while, it seems. 11-1 of the year. 2 games behind Houston in terms of games played. For a lot. I don't know why it's like that, but regardless, opening up Big 12 play. Excited. I think Kansas wins this one. They're legit. Oklahoma State. Haven't seen too much of them. The record shows they're all right, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely agree. Got to go Kansas by a lot here.
Battle in Arizona. Number 5 Arizona goes to Arizona State. Both these teams have looked pretty good. Obviously, one loss for Arizona is the Utah loss, which is pretty ugly. But Arizona State also has 2 ugly losses, to blow out to San Francisco and a loss to Grambling Lake State. So what weighs out more? Who do you got?
Got to go Arizona here. They're a better team.
I do too, but I think it will be close.
Mm-hmm. And your national champion favorites, number 6, Texas Longhorns. They go to Norman and take on Oklahoma. Who you got here?
This is a question. Welcome.
I disagree. I'm going to go Oklahoma.
You're ridiculous. Oklahoma's a good team. I'll give them that. They looked really good in their invitational a couple weeks ago. But I don't care if Chris Beard's coaching or not. Texas is winning this game. No question.
No, I disagree.
All right, we'll see. Next up, 2 o'clock, number 12, Baylor. This is an interesting game. Where is it? Oh, it's at the Hilton Coliseum. They're taking on Iowa State. Both these teams are looking pretty good thus far. Who do you have winning that game?
Got to go with the Hilton Magic and Iowa State.
I'm going to take them as well. Obviously, that home court advantage is one of the best in the nation, probably behind Rutgers. Actually, behind Rutgers, the Pitt. I might put Hilton at 3. I don't know.
Part of Blue Bloods as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess. Top 5. I'll put Hilton in the top 5.
There's a lot of games at 2 o'clock.
Yes. Everyone wants to get their game done early so they can enjoy the ball dropping for New Year's.
Yeah, we'll go to 4 o'clock. One of the preseason favorites, Wyoming. They host probably the Mountain West favorite now, number 22, New Mexico. Who you got in this one?
If Wyoming is healthy, I'd maybe pick them at home, but I cannot pick them at home. So I'll be going with New Mexico, staying undefeated.
Same here.
Next game up, as we look, yeah, we'll cover that one at 4. San Diego State, a team we have not mentioned in a while. They go to UNLV, another Mountain West game. What are your thoughts on San Diego State? They've been kind of not really seen for the past couple weeks.
Yeah, man, they've been steady. I still think they're a very good program. Yes. They've just been steady.
Oh, they're still a good program.
And,
absolutely.
Obviously, the competition they've played doesn't need to be known, obviously. If they're not being talked about, that probably means they're just winning games, but winning games against people they should be winning against. Yes. I got to go San Diego State here, though, against UNLV, who is coming off a loss San Jose State.
They are. That's right. Yeah, very surprised by that one. That was their first loss of the year, if I'm not mistaken, as well. But, man, I still think UNLV's good. I know that was a loss. I think they bounced back. I have them winning this game.
I do, too. And
no, you don't. You have San Diego State.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but shout-out San Diego. I mean, San Jose State and Tim Miles.
Yeah.
10 wins, first double-digit win season in about 10 years, I believe. And they already surpassed their win total from last year of 8. So, Tim Miles, obviously a great coach, former coach in Nebraska, brought him to the tournament multiple times, doing a great job at San Jose so far. And I'm excited for the future of that program.
Mount West, man, they got some good stuff going on. San Jose State and Air Force, the bottom two teams last year, both doing well this year. And it's really crazy. Mount West is one of the best mid-major conferences that's not really talked about. I mean, no one really talks about them. It's kind of bizarre. I mean, they're getting all the buzz last year. They're not getting nearly enough buzz last year in comparison to this year, which is bizarre to me. But shout out Mount West.
Mm-hmm. And next game up, we got Pepperdine versus number 10 Gonzaga. Pepperdine played them really close last year, both times. We got in this one.
They did indeed, and I think they'll keep it close again. If this game was at Pepperdine, I'd maybe pick an upset win, but it is in Spokane, so I'm taking Gonzaga to win this game.
Yeah, I am as well, but Pepperdine has a star, Max Lewis. I think he's going to go in the first round of the draft this year. And, man, he's an all-conference player. It could be even a player of the year contender.
Could definitely see that. And we got a good game here in the Big 12. This is at 7 o'clock. Yep. Number 24, West Virginia, goes to Kansas State. Very good game to kick off Big 12 play for both these two teams. Forgot Virginia.